It's been compared to Rushy coming back in 88 by Sean Rogers. It's Paul Cope. It's Sean Rogers. It is the review. Liverpool go to Porto. They win by 4-1. We will work through everything the way in which we normally do. And we will work through Liverpool's very, very dodgy 25 minutes. But before we actually get into the approaches and we get into all that, Sean, it seems to me to be, you often talk about this, that sometimes you get a result as a coach, as a manager, that suits you down to the ground. You get to win 4-1, your big players all get to score, but you end up with loads and loads to work on in the video. Do you think this is one of them for Klopp?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, by the way, allay. How much fun was that last night? That was wild, by the way. I didn't expect last night to be as wild all around as it was. God knows what it was like for those people who have gone with like phones going off and all that. But anyway, what a time to be alive. I think to a certain extent it's perfect in that I don't care what anyone says. Call it what you want. But when you're going into a game with a degree of confidence, there has to therefore be a bit of complacency for me. Even if it's 1%, because you're that, you've got it. Like, I don't know what you guys were like, but we were 100% certain we were going through and probably winning the game.
Mm.
And I don't think that was misplaced. I think that's a result of not just how good this... I've seen loads of good Liverpool teams. Like you were saying about 1988 there. Us getting beat by Crystal Palace in that semi-final in 1990 wasn't a surprise to me. To a certain extent, being beat by Wimbledon wasn't a surprise. That Liverpool team just had that little bit of a feeling that it might have a bit of a glass jaw, and in certain conditions it just might not happen. And I think through that 87 to 91, you can see loads of highs, but you can see loads of times where, whether it be the mentality or the spine of the team, or the defence, whatever you want to call it, you just don't get that I don't get that feeling with this team. This feels to me a bit like a kind of hybrid Rafa Benitez, Brendan Rodgers. You know, if you want to go Brendan Rodgers, this team feels like it can... Not against in our little dip this season, we couldn't, but we feel like we can flip a switch and go that way.
Yeah.
And if you want to, you know, it feels a bit... I wasn't alive for it, but the stories that you hear about that 77-79 side,
yeah,
I think this is the modern day equivalent that you want to play, you do what you want against us, well, that's fine. We'll win however you want us to win. And I think the good thing for Klopp, when I saw the Brighton Cardiff result without getting ahead, my immediate reaction was disappointment. Because I thought, Neil bloody Warnock and that side now and that crowd, if they were basically relegated, we'd be able to swan in there, roll up and just take the 3 points that'll be ours. I actually think now it's probably a good thing on the back of the Porto game, because Klopp's job is kind of done. He can say to them, listen, if you haven't got an idea, we need to put that into your mindset now about just what Sunday's going to be like. And then that feeds into him being able to say, this wasn't good enough, that wasn't good enough. You know, players will nod, and even top players will nod at you and go, yeah. In the back of the mind, we've just won 4-1.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, come on, give me a break. You know, it's like that Rafa Benitez thing, he scored 2 goals, or Ronnie Moran when he goes to Fowler, you should have had 7 when he got 5. I do think that it does help this, try and avoid complacency for Cardiff.